When it comes to women in history, there are few that command the respect that Boudica, the warrior queen of the ancient Britons, has achieved over the centuries. Yet this fearsome female remains to this day a true enigma. Who she was, what she did, and the consequences of her actions are as fascinating as they have ever been, and this journal will take you on a journey of discovery to find the real Boudica, the woman beyond the legend. Nearly 2,000 years ago, this widowed queen was one of the few souls brave enough to rise in rebellion against the mighty Romans who were occupying her homeland. She managed to amass and control an army of over 1,000 ancient Britons, laying waste to several of the nation's occupied towns and cities along the way, including London, before eventually succumbing to the dominance of the Roman Empire in one final huge battle in 61 AD. This is the history of Boudica in a nutshell. But before we go any further, we have an important issue to straighten out. It was William Shakespeare who famously posed the question, "What's in a name?" in his play Romeo and Juliet, but it could equally have been asked of the heroine of our story. Here's a quick puzzle. Pick the odd one out. Boudica, Boadicea, Boudica, Bonduca, or Mrs. Prasutagus. You may have thought that the odd one out was Mrs. Prasutagus, as the rest of the variations seem to be different ways of saying and spelling the name of this incredible woman. However, Mrs. Prasutagus is the one option that goes without query, as she was without doubt the wife of Prasutagus, the king of the Iceni tribe, Iceni or Iceni being yet another major area for debate on pronunciation. So the answer to the question is that there is no odd one out. Each variation has been used at some stage through history. But for this journal, we'll stick with Boudica, which seems to be the modern accepted form of this great lady's name. Boudica would have been derived from the Celtic word Buda, which means victory, with Boudija being the Celtic goddess of victory. Today we tend to associate the term Celtic with the people of Ireland, Scotland and Wales, but this collection of noble and warlike people from the late 5th century BC onwards populated many other countries, including Austria, Switzerland, Norway, Germany, France, Denmark, Belgium, Spain, Italy, Greece, Finland, Portugal and of course England, Boudica's homeland. The name Celt derives from the Latin Celtae, Latin being the language spoken throughout the Roman Empire, which included many of the countries where the Celts resided. But more of the Celts and their colourful traditions a little later. So if Boudica was named after the Celtic goddess, worshipped by the Iceni tribe, then this may not have been the queen's real name at all, but just the name given to her by her followers as she led them into battle. The Iceni tribe, who Boudica became leader of after her husband's death, occupied most of the English region known as East Anglia, and, to be more specific, the counties of Norfolk and Suffolk, with the town of Thetford being at the heart of Boudica's domain. We know this because of the writings of the Roman historian Tacitus, who took an interest in the courageous and battle-hardy queen of ancient Britons. It said that history is only told by the victors, and this is never more evident than in the case of Boudica. Her story has only been passed down through the centuries as a result of the Roman accounts of her, but only after she had been defeated. Interestingly, Tacitus took a great interest in Britain because his father-in-law had served there as a military tribune under Suetonius Paulinus during the time of Boudica's uprising, and it's highly likely that he was able to give Tacitus an eyewitness account of the events. But with archaeological research and reading between the lines of Roman boasting and bravado, it's possible to form our own picture of this mighty rebellious woman. Time, then, to expand on the legend of Boudica, who is still regarded as one of Britain's greatest leaders, alongside the great men of British history, including King Arthur, Winston Churchill, Robin Hood, and King Richard the Lionheart. After all, who says or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?